You know, when you do a long haul flight and you get off the plane and your ankles are swollen, that's lymph. And if we've got a healthy lymphatic system, once we start moving, then that lymph starts moving. But it's when we don't have that healthy lymphatic system, that's when it backs up and takes longer to drain. So I just think that as a Bowen therapist, like, we can help support the lymphatic system in the work that we do.
Welcome to Bowen Fest 23 podcast series. Join Chris Reed in conversation with Belinda Chant, an introduction into the lymphatic system.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome Belinda Chant to Bowen Fest 23 podcast series. Belinda has been a Bowen therapist since 2009, and after experiencing relief from a debilitating shoulder and neck problem in just two treatments, Belinda knew she had to learn this amazing therapy. Belinda included Bowen with her massage business in Yamba, northern New South Wales, and her clients were amazed and thrilled with the rapid results that they experienced with Bowen therapy. Belinda completed her diploma of specialised Bowen therapy in 2012 and then went on to complete her instructor training. And she's an amazing instructor looking after the area around the Yamba in New South Wales and also down in Tasmania in the past. She's excited to teach others the wonders of Bowen therapy. Welcome, Belinda.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for asking me to come and have a chat today.
That's terrific. I tell you, nothing excites me like the lymphatic system, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. But Belinda, I'm a bit worried because some people refer to the lymphatic system as being the sewage system of the body, hence some people's reluctance to jump in. Anyway, do you think that label's warranted?
Yes, I do. I do think it's warranted. It's a bit gross, but yeah, it is warranted because that's what it does. This lymphatic system, it filters all the rubbish out of our bodies, our toxins, our bacteria, infections, tumor cells. It's amazing what it does. And there's a lot of people that don't really understand how it works. They don't even understand that they've actually got one, and people don't know they've got one until it doesn't work very well. Then we know.
True enough. So it's made up of a number of key elements. Can you walk us through some of those?
Yeah, it's made up of lymphatic vessels, organs, tissues, lymphatic ducts, trunks, and lots and lots of little capillaries. Yeah, all through the body. It's an amazing network. It's a complex network.
And what does it effectively do?
The lymphatic system, it's not often discussed in depth during anatomy learning or fully understood by others in the healthcare world. You know, some people, like I said, don't even know that they have a lymphatic system. But our lymphatic system, it quietly plays as a vital supporting role in both our cardiovascular and immune systems. It's a complex network of vessels, organs, and tissues. And the venous system and the lymphatic system, they're all part of the circulatory system. You know, they work together, move blood and lymph around the body. Lymph is that clear fluid that is running through the body and filtering through our lymph nodes, and the lymph nodes are picking up all the bacteria, infections, and tumor cells to stop it from entering and going further into the body. So it's a one-way system, and it pumps up, and it only pumps to the heart. So what it does is, like, why do we have the lymphatic system? You know, like, as the blood pumps around the body, the fluid leaks out from the arteries into the surrounding tissues, and then the lymphatic system will come in and will pick up that tissue or that lymph out of the tissue and do its job, like cleaning, cleansing, and pumping it back. It's the job of the lymphatic system to pick up these fluids called lymph and return it to the heart. Along the way, it delivers large molecules into the blood, like hormones and lipids, and it delivers nutrients around the body to tissues and organs, and it removes the waste before heading back to the heart. It's our main surveillance system against infection, and it's an elaborate drainage system. So calling it the septic, did you call it the septic? You called it? Yeah, is true, because that's what it does. It drains. As the lymph flows through the lymph vessels. You know, it's filtered by the lymph nodes, and they detect any foreign bodies, bacteria, tumor cells in the body. The lymph nodes, well, there are many of them, like they're found within your neck, the armpits, your chest, your abdomen, the groin, and they're behind the knees as well. And they're strategically placed to stop infection traveling around your body and entering the bloodstream. Like, say you had an infected toe, right? And that infection is getting worse, and then it starts to get pumped to your body. So you've got lymph nodes behind the knee. So hopefully the infection will get to the knee and it will stop from it going through the body. If the knee, the ones behind the knee don't pick it up, then the nodes in the groin, hopefully they will pick it up and stop it from traveling any further. So that's their job. It's pretty amazing, really, how it works. I've always been amazed by it. You may have even felt your own lymph nodes at work. So an example of this would be if you've had a sore throat and you feel swelling around your neck, you know, often they'll go, oh, your glands are up. Well, they're not actually glands. They're actually lymph nodes doing their job. They're swollen because they're inflamed, because they're doing their job. And their job is to stop it traveling through the rest of your body. The lymph nodes, they vary in shape and size. And, you know, they're usually kidney shaped. And we can have about 800 of them in our body. If the lymphatic system isn't functioning at its best, that's when the fluid in the tissue builds up and people experience swelling in the body, like usually in the legs, arms, but that swelling could be anywhere in the body depending on where the lymph is having trouble getting through. The damaged lymph nodes, like, they can happen to you through trauma. So motorbike accidents are an example. That can compress the lymph nodes, and that can cause it damage and cause the legs to swell. Usually surgery, there's no way around it. They get damaged. It's unavoidable. They can get damaged through when, say, cancer's a big one where they have to remove the lymph nodes. It's usually under the arm if a woman has breast cancer. So then that damage is done, and then the fluid just builds up because it can't get through. You can move it through with other techniques and make life a little bit easier for them, but it's a good way. Prevention is the best form when it happens. It's not working very well. The lymphatic system, it doesn't have a pump like the heart pumps the blood. So the lymphatic system moves on muscle contraction. So the more we move, the more our lymphatics move. It's like, you know, when you do a long haul flight and you get off the plane and your ankles are swollen, that's lymph. And if we've got a healthy lymphatic system, once we start moving, then that lymph starts moving. But it's when we don't have that healthy lymphatic system, that's when it backs up and takes longer to drain. So I just think that as a Bowen therapist, like, we can help support the lymphatic system in the work that we do.
Can I jump in, Belinda?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sort of wondering about, you mentioned about the lymph vessels being damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Do they repair?
They actually say they can repair, but the lymph can actually find new pathways to move. So it depends on how much scar tissue has been done too, like how they've been damaged. So if you get scar tissue, that makes it harder as well. But I know my background is massage, and this is when I first learned about the lymphatic system. So with manual lymphatic drainage massage, yes, we can push that lymph fluid through, and it can help. That's if people have developed what they call lymphedema.
Which is, explain lymphedema a bit more.
Lymphedema is usually, that's when they get swelling from lymphatic damage. And the swelling, once you've got lymphedema, you've always got it. So what they need to do is to try and prevent it from getting worse. So there are garments, there's manual lymphatic drainage techniques that we can use to help them. But as Bowen therapists, we can help them keep a healthy lymphatic system too. We can work in conjunction with the manual lymphatic drainage massages that they get and the compression garments that they get. So I just thought it was just really important that us Bowen therapists knew more about the lymphatic system so that we could work with people with swelling and not be scared when someone comes into your clinic and they've got a swollen arm or they've got a swollen leg and you don't go, oh, I can't treat you. Yes, we can treat you. Then we can help them. Or you could get people coming in that they don't even realize they've got swelling. You know, we can look at an ankle and go, is that ankle swollen? Oh, yeah, it's always like that. Well, is this a good day or a bad day? Oh, I don't know. It's always like that. And it's not until they get to a point that they can't get their shoes on that they realize it's a problem. So if we can identify that they've got an issue, we can then know who we need to refer them on to and how we can help support them. So that's why I wanted to bring lymphatic workshop to the table and just to help others know what's going on. Because and not all swelling is lymphatic problems. It can be medication related. Medications, if they change their people's medications, then that can cause swelling. We need to know, no, you need to go back and see the doctor. Something's not right.
And do you see, do we see a cohort of people that come through in your clinic that are sort of more likely to suffer from lymphatic issues at all? You know, are there any conditions that they sort of arrive with?
Yeah, like I've seen quite a few people that have suffered cancer and had lymph nodes removed, but also I've seen people whose legs have started to swell because they've had surgery. Like often if people need their carotid arteries, you know, they replace the carotid arteries and things, they take the big vein out of the leg. So they take the vein out of the leg, pop it in the neck, and then, yeah, the doctors go, oh, no, you're right. Then years later, then the leg starts to swell. Why? Because there's lymphatic damage done. So lymphatic damage doesn't turn up overnight. It could be 20 years down the track. They forget that they've had that surgery, but that's what's causing the trouble. So if we knew someone had that surgery, we could, as bone therapists, just help that lymphatic system keep working so that it doesn't get to the point where they run into trouble and get the swelling.
And how do we do that? What are your go-to sort of, do you have a particular range of procedures that you use or a protocol? If someone comes in with a swollen arm or a swollen leg or an ankle, are you sort of thinking, what are you thinking around as far as a bone therapist works?
I'm just thinking about opening up all that area. Like we have, like, I don't know, if you think about the lower leg, think about when we tease a gastroc, you know, in the knee procedure. That is just opening up that whole calf. When we're working, doing pelvic, when we work in that the pelvic region and are helping all those, we're stimulating lymph nodes there in the inguinal area, TMJ. Like, it's funny enough, we call that the drain, you know, in upper respiratory TMJ around the neck. That's exactly what it's called in lymphatic drainage massage as well. As we know, bone helps the whole body. So whatever we do is going to help.
I was just going to say, so you did study lymphatic drainage massage or manual lymphatic drainage as a massage therapist. And sometimes I know at our clinic we get people ring up and say, do you have any lymphatic drainage massage therapists there? Do you feel that bone can, and I can say, we sort of say, oh, but bone therapy can be good for lymphatic drainage. Is that accurate? Do you think that as someone who's done some lymphatic drainage massage and also a bone therapist that the two are comparable for lymphatic drainage?
In some ways, it depends why they want the lymphatic drainage. You know, like they might ring up and go, oh, I need it for detoxing. You know, like that sort of does amuse me a little bit. But, yeah, yes, like Bowen could help with that. But if someone has got lymphedema of the leg or the arm and it's quite big and it's fibrotic and all of that, then I don't believe Bowen is the first step. But Bowen therapists can absolutely help with in conjunction with a manual lymphatic drainage massage therapist. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Sometimes that fluid can get so thick, it's like pushing toothpaste through a tube. That's extreme cases.
And so are there also things that we can advise our clients to do so they can sort of help themselves to avoid lymphatic issues?
Absolutely. Movement is the best one. Just going for a walk every day is enough. Getting in a pool and just moving your arms and legs underwater. Like we have got 10% more resistance in water than we do on land. And those aqua aerobic classes, they're fantastic for resistance and moving muscles and starting muscle contraction. And once we start the muscle contraction, that keeps going all day. That lymph starts getting pumped and it keeps going all day. It just needs sometimes a little push along. You know, you ask me about Bowen, and if someone rings up looking for lymphatic work, Bowen could actually help start the lymphatic process, getting that lymph flowing with pumps, you know, pumping, muscle contraction. It's anything is good.
And do you think perhaps having some Bowen done can reduce the chance of lymphatic issues?
Yep, that's what I was going to get onto. So if someone's had surgery and they've had lymphatic lymph nodes removed or vessels damaged, if we can start doing lymphatic or like Bowen therapy and thinking about the lymphatics before they get any problems, yes, I do believe that we could really help maybe stop it starting in the first place. It's really hard to get back from once they've got it. So as we know, prevention's better than cure. I would just be encouraging, I encourage people once they've had surgery, come back, let's do some Bowen work.
Yeah, so you've obviously thought about this a lot, but have you thought about how actually Bowen does impact the system, how it actually works to sort of improve the lymphatic drainage?
Just by opening up all the tissues around where we're still working on all the lymphatic vessels because they run through the tissues. Like I said, like teasing the gastrocs is a great one. The forearm, like working all the forearm works because that's where we need to open it all up to help get it through. Chest, the chest procedure, the abdominal work that you can learn in SP2, all of that's really good.
So the key things that if I sort of summarise a bit, you're sort of saying opening up those tissues. So we think about fascia. So does fascia impact on the lymphatic system?
Yes, it would be underneath the fascia, the lymph vessels, but yeah, it's all entwined.
Yep. So opening up those systems, movement. You said is really important. One of the big things that our clients can do.
Yep. Exercise, movement, eat well, drink water. You know, I hear people say, "Oh, no, my doctor told me that I shouldn't be drinking water. It'll help my fluid." It's different fluid. It's interstitial fluid. So no amount of stop watching your water intake, taking your diuretics is going to drain that fluid. You know, it's different fluid. So they need to drink water to keep it pumping. Everything works better when we're hydrated.
And are there some conditions that people can develop if they have a really sluggish lymphatic system or they're not clearing their lymph well? Is there some sort of diseases or conditions that we can sort of help to avoid?
Well, lymphedema is probably the big one. But just your general well-being, I don't think people know how good they can feel when everything's working well. The other one that does impact that we can help with and it's good to be aware of is lipedema. So lymphedema and lipedema are two completely different things. And lipedema is more fat, it's fat deposits. And we talk about that in the workshop, how to identify it and how to guide our clients as to who they need to go and see. So lymphedema, lipedema, yeah, all sorts of things that we can talk about.
And the lymph system is also an important part of our immune system in the body too, isn't it? That's one of the main areas of the immune system. Can you talk to that at all? I know you mentioned, you sort of briefly spoke before about how it can manage viruses and bacteria and that. Is that the main area of immunity or how does it work?
Yeah, that's right. That's what it does. So it'll pump through your lymph and then through your lymph nodes, and that's where any bad cells or tumours are targeted, and then that's when all your lymphocytes will go in and your T cells and try and grab them and stop them from spreading through the body. It's like, and also your tonsils are another one as well. You know, the tonsils are there for a reason. That's a lymphatic organ. That's to try and stop bacteria from entering the body as well.
So that swelling of the lymph nodes, where someone says, "Oh, my glands are up," as you said before, and the swelling of the lymph nodes is what? That's the actual immune system activating?
Yeah, it's doing its job. It's doing its job.
That's great. This has been fascinating. And you've got a workshop that you are rolling out for Bowen therapists around lymphatics and really helping us to understand the importance of lymphatics within the body. Are they the main points of the workshop, Belinda? Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
The workshop's a lot more interesting because I've got visuals. I've got video that actually explains it really well on how the lymphatic system works. We look at pictures of people with lymphedema versus lipedema, different shapes and how to identify what's going on so we know who to send them off to. We talk about compression garments. So, you know, someone might come in with one on, we know why they're wearing it, or we may who to refer them onto to get fitted for a proper compression garment. We look at all the procedures that we learn in Cert 4 because really that's the bulk of them that we can use on people, and it's just refining our skills as well in the workshop, but just getting to look at the body in a different way with the skills that we've already got.
A random question perhaps, do you have a view on bras, Belinda?
Well, yeah, I've heard so many times that we shouldn't be wearing underwire. Why? What do you wear, Chris? You wearing one?
No, mine, no, yeah,
you're
never
right.
Wear underwire.
Okay, not an underwire. Yeah, so, yeah, we shouldn't be wearing underwire bras, right? But I do. I can't move away from them. But, yeah, bras, they need to be fitted properly as well. You know, hey, ladies, get your bras fitted properly. If they're too tight, that's going to slow down the lymph flow through the body as well. You know, I see it a lot. You can see, even, you know, another thing, that socks is another thing too. People come in, their socks are too tight, their ankles are going to go, oh, okay, that'll be all right. But that's another thing that can stop lymph getting through and cause a problem if you've got a problem with your lymphatic system.
And do you know, can it be a genetic link? Like if someone's grandmother had lymphatic issues or, you know, cankles or whatever, the daughter expected to get cankles or lymphatic issues as well, perhaps? Or is it
perhaps, yeah, you can be born with lymphedema and not know you have it, and then it comes out later on. So it's usually lymphedema can be because of a reason, like surgery, like I said, or it's no reason you were born with it. It may activate years later down the track for no reason. So, yeah, that could run in families. Often families, they say, oh, we've all got big ankles. But, yeah, it could just be that they've got sluggish lymphatic systems.
So the more we know about it, we can actually advise our clients how to avoid it.
Yes.
And to have a healthier immune and lymphatic system.
Yes.
That's terrific. Mm. And Bowen can be a part of that.
Absolutely. We can be a part of their journey.
Belinda, thanks very much for being with us today and spending your time and sharing your learning. Is there one message that you might have for Bowen therapists listening to this conversation to finish on today?
Don't be scared of the lymphatic system. You know, have a read up about it. If someone comes in with swelling, don't be scared. We can help them. What we do in Bowen is not going to make anybody worse. In massage, yes, we can make someone worse if we do the massage the wrong way. But with Bowen, don't be scared. All we can do is help.
Wow, what a lovely way to leave it. Thanks very much, Belinda.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the conversation. But it doesn't end there. In the show notes below, you'll find a link where you can submit your own question, something that has piqued your interest from the conversation, to ask the presenter. This will happen on Thursday, the 19th of October, during Bowen Fest 23 Live, where all our presenters will be part of a Q&A panel. Put your question forward and have it answered on the night so that we can extend the conversation further, learn more, and connect more deeply. You've been listening to Bowen Fest 23 podcast series, proudly presented by Bowen Therapy New Zealand and the Bowen Association of Australia.